you're on the floor, you can stay there as long as you need to. Acts chapter 4. If I can get this thing open, I'll preach. All righty. Acts chapter 4.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Let's see, we will start in verse 23, Acts chapter 4, verse 23. And being let go, they went to their own company and reported all that the chief priests and elders had said unto them. And when they heard that, they lifted their voice to God with one accord and said, Lord, you are God who has made heaven and earth and the sea and all that in them is. A lot of times when we're in trouble, we lift our voice to God in one accord. God, do you see how bad it is? Do you see what they said? And meditate, mull over all the problem. No, you come into God's, enter His gates with thanksgiving and enter, come into His courts with praise. Hallelujah. They begin to praise God. When they heard that, they lifted up their voice to God with one accord and said, Lord, you are God who has made the heaven and the earth and the sea and all that in them is, who by the mouth of your servant David has said, why did the heathen rage and the people imagine vain things? The kings of the earth stood up, and the rulers were gathered together against the Lord, against His Christ. Verse 27, for of a truth, against your holy child Jesus, whom you anointed, both Herod and Pontius Pilate with the Gentiles and the people of Israel, were gathered together for to do whatsoever your hand and your counsel determined before to be done. Verse 29, and now, Lord, grant, behold their threatenings, and grant unto your servants that with all boldness they may speak your word by stretching forth your hand to heal, and that signs and wonders would be done in the name of your holy child Jesus. Verse 31, and when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they spoke the word of God with boldness. And the multitude of them that believed were of one heart and one soul, and neither said any of them that had aught of the things which he possessed was his own, but they had all things in common. And with great power the apostles gave witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them all. Neither was there among them any that lacked, for as many as were possessors of lands or houses sold them and brought the prices of the things that were sold and laid them down at the apostles' feet, and distribution was made unto every man according as he had need. And Joseph, who by the apostles was surnamed Barnabas, which is being interpreted the son of consolation, a Levite in the country of Cyprus, having land, sold it and brought the money and laid it at the apostles' feet. So here we see tremendous breakthrough taking place. Hallelujah. Tremendous breakthrough taking place. It's one thing to know the will of God. It's one thing to have resources at your hand, but it's another thing to have the power of breakthrough taking place in your life. When you know the will of God, you still have to break through. There's always going to be resistance. The apostles here experienced persecution against Peter. They had just apprehended him and then they let him go. Praise God. And then everything turned out okay, but there was resistance. There was an attack. So there has to be breakthrough that takes place in the life of a believer. Just because God has great things in 2018 doesn't mean that you can just hit the snooze button spiritually, so to speak, and everything's going to be hunky-dory. But I'm telling you that God has breakthrough for you. My message tonight, hallelujah, let me pull that out, is breakthrough power in 2018. See, God has breakthrough power for you. I'm telling you, I am stirred up for what God has this year. I know that He has great things for you. I know that what's happened the last few years that you are believing God for that hasn't happened yet, a lot of you are going to see that take place in the year 2018. Hallelujah. And I believe for many other people that 2018 is going to make sense of things that have happened in your life the past few years. Well, Lord, why did this happen? I thought you were going to bring increase. I thought we were going to have this miracle take place. I thought this manifestation would have already happened by now. I'm telling you in the name of Jesus that 2018 is going to make sense on why things have happened in the way that they have the past few years. Hallelujah. God's taken a little bit longer to do things because it's bigger than you thought it was. And it takes more work for Him to get things done on the inside of you than you thought it was going to take. But He hasn't forgotten a single bit of it. Praise God. Like I preached a few weeks ago as Caleb came in Joshua chapter 14 and said, "Give me this mountain." Caleb hadn't forgotten a single promise that God had given him. And he reminded God, "Look what God, I have been faithful all of these years and I want this mountain." And I'm telling you, remind God of what He has promised you. Remind God of what is in His Word. Remind God of what you need and what you're believing God for, because He has not forgotten. And if you put it on your lips, it's going to hit His ears and you are going to see manifestation take place. Hallelujah. Remind God, stir your faith up tonight. Stir your heart up in the name of Jesus. And remind the Lord of every promise that He has given you, every promise in the Word, and every need that you have. And do not let go for any reason. It has not been too long and it is not too late. Hallelujah. You got to put that promise in the ears and in the heart of God. He's just waiting for you to believe Him enough. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. I'm telling you, God can do mercy miracles for the pitiful little Christian that doesn't and refuses to use their faith. But we are not of those that draw back. We are not of those that quit. We are not of those that are just going to depend on a mercy miracle every 6 to 12 months. But God is stirring you up right now and saying, put me in remembrance of the promise that I have given you, because I have not forgotten. And if you will just believe Him for it, if you'll just begin to speak it again and open up your heart, make yourself vulnerable for the promise of God again, and watch what God is going to do. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, sometimes we get dissuaded, our hope gets stomped on. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. If you do not have hope for the promise of God, then your faith is going to be stunted. It's going to, instead of having traction like a NASCAR race car having traction and hitting 200 miles an hour, you're going to be a race car over there parked in the sandy beach spinning your tires. That's what will happen if you don't have hope. But you got to have hope stirred up on the inside of you. Well, my hope has been squashed. You don't understand how hard things have been. You don't understand how I was believing God and I did everything and it didn't happen. How everything got worse than it should have. My hope is dead, David. I can't have hope anymore. Yes, you can. Jesus is a living hope. So get excited about the promise of God. Get happy about what He's going to do. Get happy about what He has led you to do, because it is going to take place. God has not forgotten a single bit of it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Breakthrough power in 2018. God wants you to get stirred up. He wants you to use your faith and exercise your faith and put Him in remembrance of things that you're believing Him for, because He has breakthroughs lying in the wait for you. Hallelujah. Here in Acts chapter 4, we just read that people had lands and they began to sell their lands and bring the money in. And I'm telling you, financial increase can explode just like that. Here, the church was only days old, weeks old. We don't know exactly how many, but the church, the body of Christ here in Acts chapter 4 was only days old. And financial increase begins to explode in that ministry and in the house of God. So God had this laid apart. These people that sold their lands, they didn't go out and buy the land the day before that they came and got touched by the Holy Ghost. They already had this land before. Many of these people, I would venture to say, before they even knew Jesus as Savior, already owned the land. God is already working. He has been working long before you have the need, long before you've entered into 2018. He has other people connected with your destiny, connected with your promise. They already own the land, so to speak, and they're going to sell it. They're going to give it to you, or they're going to bring the answer to you. They're going to bring the favor to you. He already has people set aside that have had something for 10, 15, 20 years, and they don't know why they have it. They think it's just sitting there doing nothing, collecting a little bit of dust, but all of a sudden, they're going to connect with you in this year, and it is going to bring breakthrough and increase. Hallelujah. You may say, David, I don't have the resources to do what God has called me to do. I don't have the assets. I don't have the connections. God has it set apart. He has it laying in the wait for you. If when you just step out in faith and get into that place, then it's waiting on you right there. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, these people that gave that land in Acts chapter 4 already had the land long before the move of God began to take place. God didn't start providing financially when the move of God started. He saw everything. You were created in Christ before the foundation of the world. God supplied your every need before the foundation of the world. He has supplied. He has put provision and supply laying in the wait, laid up for you at the right time. And it's been, and it's hidden. You may not even see it. And you probably won't even see it until you step out in faith and you get in that place and you're feeling vulnerable and exposed and wondering, God, what's going to happen? I'm out here in the middle of no man's land and I need provision, but all of a sudden somebody's going to say, I have some land that I have that has your name on it, and they're going to do a business deal with you. They're going to bring the money. They're going to bring the favor that you need. Hallelujah. It's been laying in the wait for you and God's got it, so step out and believe God for it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, I love to preach the word. Hallelujah. Breakthrough power in 2018. Breakthrough power in 2018. I'm telling you, I really sense a mighty move of the Spirit of God here tonight. I have since praise and worship started. There's just an awesome assignment here tonight. Hallelujah. Breakthrough power in 2018. I got 3 points on breakthrough power that I believe are going to change your life. I'm going to teach these. I'm going to preach these. I don't know exactly what's going to happen. But you need to get this. It's going to be a life-changing situation, I believe. Breakthrough power in 2018. The disciples in Acts chapter 1 were praying. I'm going to turn there. Just turn back a few pages. Acts chapter 1. Verse 14, all these continued in one accord in prayer and supplication with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with the brethren. And then in Acts chapter 4, the disciples were in prayer. My first point, number one on breakthrough power in 2018, is prayer. I want to tell you that you need to stay in prayer until you get it. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm just going to teach the word. If I calm down a little bit, it's okay. Now, if you feel like you're not getting it, I'll start shouting and screaming and jump up and down, wave my arms like a windmill. I like what Kenneth Hagin said when he said that. I heard him talk about when the teaching anointing came on him, that it just blew his mind because he didn't realize that he could just stand there calmly and teach. That everybody, the way he had described it was so funny that everybody felt like they had to preach like an air hammer. Has anybody ever heard an air hammer, you know, like a jackhammer, like, ka-da-da-da-da-da-da-da? Anybody ever heard a preacher like that? They're like, dude, just take a breath. It's okay. some preachers, they preach like that. I don't have anybody in mind. Well, if I think hard enough, I could. But after a while, after 45 minutes of that, you're just like, oh my gosh, I feel like my face has just been beat off or something. Like scream preachers. But Kenneth Hagin said he didn't realize that you could just teach the word. He thought you just had to preach like an air hammer and preach like a windmill, just waving your arms like a windmill the whole time. I thought that was funny. Speaking of Kenneth Hagin, somehow my wife scored a Kenneth Hagin study Bible. And been studying that thing today. It's how I prepared my message. I'm not preaching in it. I got my preaching Bibles and my study Bibles. They're two different things. So you don't get to see the study Bibles, but you get to see the preaching Bibles. But okay, back to the message. Getting a little distracted here. Prayer. Stay in prayer until you get it. Now, when I talk about get it, I'm not talking about a certain feeling in the physical realm. I'm talking about get in prayer until you get something from the Lord, whatever it is. And you say, you pray long enough until faith explodes in your heart. First, James chapter 5, I preached a few months ago that he prayed, the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. And in that, when you study that out in the Greek, that it means that God imparts faith. That it's fervent prayer, it's serious, long-lasting, it's a long period of time in prayer, and you get to the point in prayer where God imparts faith. Now, let me just clarify about faith, and you probably already know this, but when it talks about faith, when that faith is imparted, that's not faith of like the shallow Christian who may say, oh, well, I'm believing God, hallelujah, and nothing ever happens. It's when the Bible talks about faith, this is the faith that Jesus had that he talked about that would move a mountain. So when you get that, then all of a sudden you have what you need. When God imparts that faith on the inside of you, when that faith explodes in your heart, when you have that that focus to stay in prayer until you get it, what that means is you stay in prayer until faith explodes on the inside of you. You stay in prayer until you are no longer having to look in the realm of the natural and think, God, how are you going to supply my need? God, where is the connection? Lord, how is this going to work? And you stop fretting about the things in the natural and putting pressure on the realm of the natural. And you stay in prayer long enough to that faith explodes on the inside of you. And rather than looking to the natural for the source of your supply and looking to the natural for the breakthrough that you need, you are now changing the realm of the natural because you stayed in prayer until you got it. We have got to stay in prayer until we get it. You know what God has for you in 2018. Most of you here on a Wednesday night know what God has for you to some sharp degree. You already have a very good idea. And if you don't know everything, it's because God probably can't reveal everything, which is often the case, but he's revealing everything that he needs to and that you need to know. So you know what you need to do. You know what God has for you in the new year. But you have got, it's just knowing that is not enough. You have got to get in the place of prayer and stay there until you get it. And I'm telling you, this is a joyous thing. This is when you get in the presence of God like we have been for the last 45 minutes and you can just stay there for hours and just enjoy the presence of God and you stay there until that faith explodes on the inside of your heart. The disciples stayed in prayer until they got it. In Acts chapter 4, they stayed in prayer until the place where they were gathered was literally and physically shaken by the power of God manifesting. They stayed in prayer until they got it. I'm telling you, we in the United States, Christians, Americans, American Christians have got to get a hold of this once again to stay in prayer until we get it. Hallelujah. You want to have breakthrough power in 2018? Stay in prayer until you get it. There are actions that need to be taken in the realm of the natural. There are things that you need to do to steps of faith and being bold in the realm of the natural. But first, you need to get in prayer and stay in prayer until you got it. And you say, David, how will I know? Well, that's just the same. The answer is the same as the 13-year-old asking his parents or her parents, how will I know when I've really fallen in love, when it's the right one? You'll know. Everybody knows that answer that really means like you don't know what you're talking about. But actually, you will know. When you stay in prayer until you get it, you will know. Well, David, what's that like? How do I know? I don't know if I have it. If you're not real sure, then you don't have it yet. You will know. Because there will be a boldness. There will be no fear in your heart whatsoever. There will be you will not be preoccupied. You will not be concerned about that issue anymore because you have it in the realm of the Spirit. You possess it in the realm of the Spirit. Your faith has taken a hold of the promise of God and nothing can shake it away from you because the God that created the universe has now given you that same power and it is resident on the inside of you. Hallelujah. Jesus, the Son of God, holy and righteous, having never sinned, still had to have a strong prayer life. Experience and spiritual maturity and faith do not exempt us from a prayer life. Those things should demonstrate a strong prayer life. Sometimes we want to get to the point where we just want to slap a faith confession over something when we haven't prayed about it properly. You can't, this is not the spiritual lottery. You've got to pray in prayer. If it's something new, now if it's like a headache, I've got authority over headaches and other physical things in my life. If those come, I know how to use my faith and get it out of here. But if there's something bigger, you may be at the same place, but if something bigger comes and then you're speaking your faith confession and it's not getting anything done, then you need to go and get in prayer until you get it. Amen. We go from faith to faith, from glory to glory, so your faith goes up levels. More than likely, God has something for you in 2018 that is at a higher level than 2017 and 2016. And if not, then pray about it because I know He has something for you. If there's something in your life that's not impossible, then you probably haven't quite heard from God on what He wants you to do. Because everybody in here should have something that's impossible in the realm of the natural that you're believing God for, and you have to see it take place in 2018. Well, in that case, if your faith is at, on a scale of 1 to 10, is at a level 7 and you need a level 9, go in prayer until you get it. Hallelujah. Amen. When you get it, this is what I preached a few weeks ago, great giving only comes after great receiving. When you get it, now you are ready to give. Hallelujah. When you get the financial breakthrough in your faith and in your heart, now you are ready to give. Abraham was able to give Isaac on the altar. Why? Because he had, that was a great gift, a great sacrifice. But the only reason he was able to do that is because he had already received the faith and the promise of God in the previous chapters. If God had not taken time with Abraham to cut covenant with him, if God hadn't visited Abraham those 3 and 4 times and said, look at the sands of the sea, look at the stars, this is how your descendants are going to be, out of your own loins are going to come these descendants, and they will not be able to be numbered. If God hadn't taken time to impart faith, if Abraham hadn't been in what we would call the place of prayer with God until he got it, then he would not have been able to give and sacrifice Isaac on the altar. But because he got it first, he was then able to give it. Hallelujah! I want to tell you right now, if you're coming into 2018 with a mindset of I've got to receive, how am I going to receive everything? Oh my gosh, and you're just all up in a tizzy, I got to receive, what's going to happen? You need to go into prayer until you get it first. Because when you have it, then you come out giving. When you've been in the place of prayer and you have received it and you got it like Abraham got it, then you come out giving. Hallelujah. Man, that's good stuff right there. I'm going to listen to the tape myself. They don't make tapes anymore, but I want a tape. No, I'm just kidding. That's good stuff right there. When you got it, then you can give it. Abraham would not have been able to sacrifice Isaac on the altar and go through that step of faith the first time that God spoke to him several chapters before, because it was either first or second time that God spoke to Abraham, he actually laughed. See, his faith wasn't quite there. He didn't quite have it all the way, but it took time, and it took time. And we have got to be willing to take time in prayer until we get it. And when you got it, you will come out of the place of prayer and ready for 2018, and you come out giving. You're not withholding your finances thinking, man, we got to have $50,000 to do what God's called us to do. We've only got 10 right now, so hold on to the 10. Don't give it. Don't tithe. Don't do anything with it, because we got to hoard everything until we reach 50,000. You'll come out of the prayer closet saying, all right, boom, there goes the tithe. Here goes the first fruits, and here goes an offering on top of that. And give, you give whatever the Lord tells you to give. It could be 20%, 30%, 15%. But when you got it in the realm of the Spirit, you come out giving instead of looking on how you're going to receive, because you have got it in the realm of the Spirit. And then when you have it, it's easy to give because you already got it. Now, that seems like psychologic, like you're just fumbling over your words. I know. But that's how the promise of God works. When you got it, when you have it, you're not putting pressure on the realm of the natural anymore. And you are walking in the power of the Spirit of God. And you come out giving, and you don't come out putting pressure in the realm of the natural. You don't come out putting pressure on yourself and wondering, how in the world is this going to work? We are dead already, and what's going to happen? You don't come out with that kind of mindset because you got it. And Abraham was willing and able to put Isaac on the altar to the point where he had the knife in the air until God stopped him. And God provided himself an offering and a ram in the thicket. Hallelujah. So get in prayer until you got it. Great giving only comes after great receiving. When you've greatly received the word on prosperity, you will give greater. When you've genuinely received the fire of the Holy Ghost, you will pour out revival. When you've got it, you give it. Great giving comes only after great receiving. And as a result of your great giving, then great receiving takes place and you begin to receive. You receive it first in the realm of the Spirit. You get your faith. You come out and you give. You receive from God directly. Then you come out in the natural realm and you give. Everybody here, whatever God's calling you to do, there needs to be a great receiving in the realm of the Spirit in prayer until you have it. And it can take time. It took Abraham time. The first time the Lord appeared to Abraham, he didn't get it. The second time he appeared to Abraham, he got it a little bit more, but he didn't get it all the way, but it took time. Everybody here, you need to have great receiving taking place and stay in this place of prayer until you get it. And then there needs to be giving. And this is the kind of giving that can be sacrificial giving. It can be something that's hard for you to give. A supernatural harvest come in your life doesn't come without supernatural giving first. But you receive it from God, then you give in the realm of the natural. And a result of that giving, then great harvest in the realm of the natural comes. See, if you do pressured giving and you give out of fear, that is in most cases not going to bring the massive supernatural harvest. It will bring a harvest. I'm not saying every seed is going to produce a harvest. But to get to the place of 30, 60, and 100 fold, there's a faith that is born in the heart of God, born in the presence of God. And then when you've got it, then you give in joy, whether it's a financial seed, a seed of your time, whatever it is, you give in joy because you know the harvest in the natural that's coming back to you. If you're giving in the realm of the natural has an element of fear to it, then there's something in your heart that still is not settled in faith. Now, I'm not saying it's cursed or anything like that. Don't get me wrong, or don't get in fear about, because I said you might have a little fear about it. It's okay? I'm just giving you a little diagnostic on this right here. But if there's a little bit of fear in your, because like I say, you receive it in the Spirit. You receive it in the presence of God. And then in the natural realm, you come out giving. And then at that point, I'm telling you, that is the seed that produces 30, 60, and 100 fold. Because you've got it. And your faith is at work. And that harvest is coming back to you on every wave. And only God knows how big it is. You may have an idea, but God is going to bring that harvest back to you. Hallelujah. Great giving only takes place after you've greatly received. But then after your great giving in the natural, then comes your natural harvest. Hallelujah. In the realm of the natural. The whole time you're happy. Amen. The whole time this is going on, you're happy because you got it from the Lord in His presence in prayer. You stayed in prayer until you got it. Hallelujah. Under prayer, I've got A, stay in prayer until you get it. B, great giving only comes after great receiving. C is fasting. Fasting, in Acts chapter 13, fasting, the disciples were ministering to the Lord and fasting. And then they heard from the Holy Ghost to send out Paul and Barnabas to the work whereunto they were called. And after they had fasted some more, then they prayed and sent them out. So fasting in Acts chapter 13 was used as, and it operated as an element of breakthrough to break people into a new realm, to break people into a new season. If you are entering into a new season, now 2018 is just a number. But if God has got something new for you, something greater, and you're like, David, I have got to see some things happen. There are some things that did not happen in 2017 that I believe should have. I don't understand why. And I need a breakthrough into a greater level. Then in Acts chapter 13, we see the principle of fasting that goes along with prayer to break you through into that new season. Because at the new season, I'm telling you, Satan is there to resist you. Hello. We want to over-spiritualize things and think that the devil will never attack us because God loves us. No, God loves you, but he's given you the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, the belt of truth, the shoes of peace, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, so you can knock the devil's head off. That's what he's done because he loves you. He's not going to come down and fight the fight for you every single day, all the time. Hallelujah. So the devil... Like when I edit a show for television, I edit the show, I double check it, and then my triple check is I check every part of the show where there's a transition. Like where the intro is, we have a digital intro, or the intro might be me giving an exhortation. When that goes into the digital intro, there's a transition where the on the timeline, you have 1 minute, 2 minute, 3 minute, where on the timeline, those things gel together. I go through and I check the transitions because that's the place where problems happen. In a new thing, where things transition. That's exactly where the devil wants to attack the most. In the middle of something big, you know, you're already established. Your momentum's going. You're doing great. But it's in that transition time that the devil wants to attack. And you want to knock his head off? Consecrate a fast. We've got to understand the power of fasting and prayer. This is Acts chapter 13 in the New Testament. So consecrate a fast. And it's you know, a media fast is good, but it needs to be a food fast of some kind. And I'm not telling you everything or what to do, but I'm just teaching you the word here. But consecrate a fast. And when a new season comes in, and if you're sensing resistance and it's not breaking through like I've been praying, you need something, then I believe a fast is going to be the answer. Prayer and fast.